Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WRGO Radio. What's really going on? News, culture, politics, and religion with Bishop C.F. Miller. Today's topic, which way, America? Which way to go?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is WRGO Radio. What's really going on? I'm your host, Bishop C.S. Miller. Today's topic, which way, America? In this day and age, we find ourselves wondering, which direction is our country going? All the political and all of the religious upheavals seemingly going on in our country, social society seeming to break down in every area and every faith, begin to wonder which way our nation is really going. I'm reminded, amen, of the centennial celebration, 1976. I was in high school then, and I remember we prepared a song. It was a grand event. I remember feeling so proud and happy about being an American and how patriotic and, you know, how this wonderful feeling just being out. We sang all these patriotic songs, and we studied all these songs. It was a great celebration in Indianapolis, Indiana, downtown, amen. The whole city was out. All the high schools in the state, I mean, it was a wonderful celebration all over the city. But the schools, we worked on this song to sing, and the name of the song, some of you may remember this, some of you may not. If you're under 30, you probably don't remember this, but Up With The People, I think it was who it was. But they had a song, and it was Which Way, America? And the song went like this. The lyrics said, which way, America? Which way, America? Which way? Which way to go? This is my country, and I want to know which way America is going to go. It went on to say there are many a tour before us and many a choice to make. But I'm going to ask the Lord above to show me the road to take. Which way, America? Which way to go? This is my country, and I want to know. For there are many a road before us, many a hill to climb. I'm going to find the brightest road and walk to the end of time. Which way, America? Which way, America? Which way to go? This is my country, and I want to know. Which way, America? Which way to go? And that's the question today. If it has never been a question, we have never struggled before. That's the question today. It is my intent over the next 30 minutes, amen, to take your calls, but to also, I want to know your views. I want to talk to America about which way are we going. I want to talk to the church. Which way are we going to America? If you want to call in, amen, our number is 760-454-1150. You can also get us on chat. You know, if you just chat us up, amen, on our chat, amen, we can get you right there also. But I just want to just be with what's happening. What is going on? Let me start with this right here. This is from the Christian Post. 2008, you know, California, they passed Proposition 8. Amen. Proposition 8 basically said, amen, that same-sex marriage Attorney General, legal system, go to the Supreme Court, and instead of defending the Temple Marriage Act, which is what is by law supposed to do, defend temple laws and the Constitution by Temple America. This is what he said. Obama told a reporter that in a personal conference with the White House, he said that California had no good reason for banning same-sex marriage. They should treat everybody fairly. Let's treat everybody equally. Obama's administration was becoming involved in California's Proposition 8, which passed in 2008, but it was filed unconstitutional. Now, when the Supreme Court asks you, do you think that the California law, which doesn't provide any rationale for discriminating against same-sex couples, they just the notion that, well, they're same-sex couples. The Supreme Court asked me, or my attorney general, or solicitor general, do we think that these constitutional muscles, Mr. President, I felt it was important for us to answer that question honestly. And the answer is no. That's what President Obama was reporting. And remember this way. Because before, amen, during the presidential 2008, amen, during the presidential run, he initially supported civil unity, but not same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court will also consider a challenge to the Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as being between one man and one woman at the federal level. Which way, America? Which way are we going to go? What are we going to do? Well, I'm going to tell you, America, I already know. See, if I was at the Supreme Court, I know I would never be. But if I was at the Supreme Court, that would have been an easy answer. It would have been too easy. Because, see, I would have went where I found it. I would have went right to the word a little bit down. So how do we know what to do? How do we know what to say? Well, it says this. Go to the book of Genesis, chapter 2, says that the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him be helpful, comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Then the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. Adam said, now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. That's the answer, America. That's the way we go. We go back to the Word of God. We go back, amen. Those things began to be clear. Because if we don't, our society will continue, you know, the downward spiral that it is. And I'm telling you, America, what do you think? What do you want? When I look at the landscape of our country, I wonder, you know, what is going on? How in the world could things get to where they are? And then I realized, this is what we ask for. Now, of course, it's not everybody. Those that are Bible-believing, Jesus-loving men and women of God, it's not what you ask for. It's not what I ask for. But we have to understand that to coin a phrase or to repeat a phrase, election have consequences. On top of that, amen, remember that our God, Jehovah, he was not surprised about election outcome. He is not surprised about anything that's happened. And so I would venture to say to you that we are not here necessarily to change the political landscape in the sense that if we just do all these certain things and pray the right way and let what we consider the right people, that all these things will change. No, I'm a firm believer that the Bible, amen, is clear about what's going to happen on this earth. I believe that our mission is simply the last commandment that the Lord gave. Go ye therefore into all the world. We are to preach and we are to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are to make disciples of all men. Because what's going to happen in reference to all these negative things are going to happen. But the question is, which way, America, are we going to go? Can we change all those things? I would say we can't change all those things. But the myth of those things can change individual lives. We can change individual families. Because we can tell them the way America is going is back to the Word of the living God. Again, amen, if you want to call in, if you have a comment, you can call us in. Amen, at 760-454-1150. I'm your host, Bishop C.S. Miller. Amen, and this is WRGO Radio. What's really going on? You know, we look at what's going on recently in the news. You heard about how brothers and sisters in Pakistan, how they were brutally attacked by Islamic terrorists, solely based on the fact that they love Jesus. We look at all across our globe, you know, even those unreported in on network media very much, but if you do your research, you can find that church is under attack around the world. You know, Africa, China, and Asia. And yes, even here in America, you do something else. Which way, America? Which way are we going? We're going to go with the Word of God or wait for the Word of God? Share with you that the struggle some of our brothers and sisters in Christ in Holly Springs, Mississippi. Pastor tells that the very congregation of an opulent life church. The struggle began when they sought to get a larger space in the downtown area for the growing congregation. Then he told them, church must first get the approval of 60% of the local property owners and then the town's mayor. So we had the church apply. They said that this ordinance applied only to churches and other religious organizations. So in January 2012, amen, the Liberty Institute, amen, filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Opulent Life congregation and seeking a preliminary injunction, which was denied by the federal district court in March of 2012. The appeal was filed. The Holly Springs ordinance unfairly said that the Holly Springs ordinance unfairly singled out churches. Amen. And the night before the Opulent Argument on August 8th, 2012, the city admitted this discriminatory ordinance, conceding that the original ordinance violated federal law. However, the law, new ordinance is just discriminatory and still prohibited the church from occupying space on the town square. The fight for religious freedom becomes more intense. Our nation's churches face an onslaught of attacks from local government. Many are using discriminating zoning requirements to be able to prevent churches from expanding on board. But just like the case of the Opulent Life congregation, amen, there is help. I'm telling you, amen, San Antonio just passed the ordinance, city ordinance, to vote, and basically in September, and where it says that if you in any way believed in or had affiliation with or in the past had any connections to an organization or group or individual that opposed same-sex marriage or did not speak of it in a positive way, you were not eligible for city in point. Now, we already know that's against the law. But do you see church? When I say church, I'm talking to the worldwide Church of the Living God. Do you see America, which we were born? The founders would have never done it. Do you know that when the first facilities built in our community, from Plymouth Rock all the way through, was a church? If you go up and down the colonial roadway on the East Coast, the founder of the 13 original colonies began, and go to those communities, you'll notice something about all of them. That they had a city square, a center of town. And so if you go to those small communities, and the bigger ones, the same way, it's just the bigger communities, Philadelphia, all those things, were the same way, but now they're outgrown, you know, and so it's hard to tell. But when they were initially being constructed, do you know that the first facility built was the church? And the church was specifically built on what they were making, the center of the community, the center of the town. And do you know that no other buildings could be built, not even your personal dwelling place, until after the church was built? That's the way they did it. Why? They were saying that the church, the word of God, relationship with God, was the center of our activity, the center of our personal and our individual and our collective lives. How far we've seen to have gotten away from that. You look at the filters on the TVs today, and you look at the filth that comes across the airwaves, you know, under the skies of supposedly being artistic, you know, freedom. It's disgusting. Yeah, I said it's disgusting. See, I'm not here to be politically correct. But I will be biblically correct. So, the question is, America, which way are we going? Another example, Georgia, Effingham County, middle school baseball coach. Yeah. Parent complained to the principal that Bible verse, amen, was a brawl on the team. Baseball cap. Situation began with an unnamed parent of a child who told the teen became angry when her son came home with a ball cap that had Philippians 4:13 engraved on the back. She contacted the school principal to lodge a complaint. She also called the Wisconsin-based Freedom from Religion Foundation, FFRF, and they did activist organization that seeks to separate God and government. They said that the FFRA, our client, was incredibly upset. The principal of the school then reportedly sought counsel from the Board of Education and corresponding with Houston about the issue. However, before action was taken, Houston decided to resign as the coach. Houston said that it was the student's ideal to install scripture on their hat. According to reports, three eighth grade students approached him about the concept and those thought it was a great idea. Everybody on the team said that that's what they wanted to be. Freedom from Religious Foundation ever defended that the gap is not permitted under the law. The law is very clear on this. They say they can take their children to church. They can send their children to Sunday school, but it's not something that belongs in public. Can you hear that, America? It is not something that belongs in a public school. Do you realize that the church is the one that started the school system here in America? Was the government. The schools were the church. and the Bible was taught as a regular part of the curriculum. Now, it's funny, you know, they said, well, what about separation of church and state? Not in the Constitution, not in the Declaration of Independence. For those that don't know, that was in a personal letter and a correspondence from Thomas Jefferson, you know, and a group of Bible theologians, and then they asked the question. And he said, and I just sum it up, he meant that there is a wall between the state, the government that is, and the church. But that wall should not be taken down, should not be moved. Now, he didn't say that there should be no religious activity in the public square. He just said there's a wall to separate that. But you also have to understand where they're coming from. And again, just got to have some common sense. I don't know what happened to common sense in this country today. It's just some plain common sense. What is the common sense? Well, first of all, you have to understand where they came from. The Pilgrims, the original settlers from Europe came to America because of religious discrimination in Europe. From England to Amsterdam, eventually back to here to America. They came for religious purposes. Now, my opinion, if you read their document of why they settled, it clearly states for religious freedom. That's why the Mayflower Covenant, amen, if you read them. And these are things they don't teach their kids anymore because knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. Hello, America. Knowledge is power. But these are things they do not teach anymore. So therefore, amen, if you look at the land grant, the lands were given, William Penn, both of these guys, you have to check, they were ministers, and the land grants from the king said that they granted them the land so that they could have religious freedom, so they could build a religious community. This nation was founded on religious principles, regardless of what the atheist and the antichrist and everybody else wants to say. So the question is, America, where are we going? We're going the way of the ungodly. We're going to continue to watch our families disintegrate. We're going to go back to the Bible. We're going to seek the face of God and ask Him to help us to become the men and women of God and the family of God that He's called us to be. I say that we can. I say that we will. But it's up to you, America. You have to decide which way are you going. What are you going to do? Are you going to seek the direction of the Lord? Or are we going to continue this dive down the spine? You realize that 30% of babies born in Black America are to unwed mothers, that something like 40% of the babies born in Caucasian America, which I hate these terms, but just the way it's presented, so I'm sharing it with you like this, born to unwed mothers. Do you realize, amen, that there's so many of our families, because of the breakdown of family, that don't have fathers living in the home for whatever reason in the Black community because they're incarcerated or dead. In the white community, because they're incarcerated or dead. Drugs, all these things that we know, these social ills, and our government wants to tell us, or there are those in our government who will tell us that the way to answer is to give the federal government more power, give the state governments more power, give the local governments more power, and they can fix all this. Well, I submit to you that we need to go back to Jesus. We need to go back to the Word of the Living God. I encourage every Bible believer, amen, to pray for this nation. Pray for the leadership of this nation. Yes, God allowed the leadership to be there, but remember, even in ungodly Babylon, amen, there was the voice of the Lord. Remember Meshach, Meshach and again, they're going to remember Daniel. Remember Nehemiah. These men were serving ungodly leaders in an ungodly nation. But God put them in a place to be at the voice of the king. To the point that when the fiery furnace incident happened, amen, and King of what happened? Those men came out of there and saw that they survived and their God was more powerful than him and his God. And Babylon served the one only living God until his death. So what's the point? America, let's go to our knee. Let us seek the face of God. How their fathers, they made it a point to seek the face of God to help them to determine which way America was going to go. And I submit to you, if it was good enough for them, it's good enough for us. I submit to you, amen, that I love the Lord God. I love Jesus Christ. And I love my nation. I love my country. And I just want to see us to become and to continue to do that that he's called us to. Well, America, that's it for today. This is WRGO Radio. What's really going on? I enjoy being with you today. I'm your host, Bishop C.S. Miller. Get with us again next time, be it morning, afternoon, or evening. Yeah. God bless you. Which way, America? Which way are you going?